Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Michael Willis, an Algeria expert at the University of Oxford. Dr. Willis, Algeria's Hirak movement, which has been in the streets for over a year in an effort to oust the country's political elite, is now sidelined by emergency directives over the coronavirus pandemic. Can Hirak take such a hit and remain relevant?
The Hirak movement's strength and political influence was based on the fact that it could bring thousands and thousands of people out onto the streets for well over a year. And the fact that the lockdown means that they can no longer do that clearly affects its ability to put itself forward, to show its strength and influence. It's trying to remain relevant during the lockdown. A lot of activists are involved in delivering food, cleaning their neighborhoods, and trying to provide services that the state isn't providing. Also, I think that the long-term conditions are going to be in the movement's favor because of the failings that the COVID-19 crisis has revealed about the Algerian government. Poor health facilities and infrastructure, poor communication, poor public investment, poor management, all things that people came out and protested about, including corruption. All of those things have actually been amplified by the current health crisis, and those aren't going to go away, and people are actually even more unhappy about that. And will be public disillusionment with the way the government runs things is just going to increase during the crisis. Added to the fact that Algeria was already in an economic financial crisis, which with the COVID-19 and particularly the recent collapse in oil and gas prices, which is one of Algeria's principal earning, is going to have a disastrous effect on the Algerian financial position in the Algerian economy, which will actually even increase pressure on the government. The question then becomes, can the Hirak ultimately reassert itself? Well, the government will almost certainly try and avoid loosening up the lockdown so it can keep the Hirak in place. And then that will become a big question about at what point is the lockdown continuing for health reasons and safety reasons, or is it really down for political reasons?
Bouteflika, the ailing leader whose decision to seek an additional term led to the protests, is gone, long gone. Aren't the movement's remaining goals a bit too amorphous to sustain under such conditions?
The movement's objectives have been rather amorphous. They have basically demanded removal of the whole political system and a complete change, which some people feel is unrealistic, certainly in the short to medium term. But it's also what sustained the movement. A lot of people have come out because they're fed up of compromises. They're worried that they will make small compromises or there will be some accommodation with the ruling elite, and the ruling elite will just try and return everything back to how it was, and the Hirak will have approved nothing. So that explains part of the more maximalist demands of the movement. There has begun to emerge over recent months slightly more focus, and a lot of people are demanding, for example, the calling of a constitutional assembly to rewrite the whole constitution of Algeria and remake the political system. The regime has been trying to promise that it will introduce constitutional reforms, but there is huge skepticism of that it would just remain the current system in place with just a little bit of tweaking. There isn't a formal leadership of the Hirak, which makes it stronger in the sense that you can't arrest leaders and destroy it. But it does mean that there isn't a formal body that the regime can negotiate with.
You are listening to Dr. Michael Willis, an Algeria expert at the University of Oxford. There are clear signs that authoritarian states everywhere are taking advantage of the coronavirus pandemic to erode any citizens' rights that might exist. What are the authorities in Algeria doing?
The Algerian authorities have taken advantage of the lockdown produced by COVID-19 to arrest some senior figures. They've put them before the court on charges that were based on things that have been done before the current health crisis. This is clearly an attempt to try and weaken the movement. But because it doesn't have a specific structured movement, the impact on the overall movement is likely to be quite limited, because its strength was in the huge numbers of people who could organize themselves and bring themselves onto the streets. It's clear that the Algerian authorities want to use this opportunity to fatally weaken and hopefully kill off the Hirak movement. And for that reason, I think it's likely they will try and prolong the lockdown as long as possible. and to try and then blame any attempt by it to relaunch itself as a sort of a risk to the health of the nation. The actual movement itself and the activists decided to suspend their protests. And one of the reasons they gave was they said they didn't want to give the authorities the excuse that somehow the health problems that Algeria were experiencing were due to the protesters coming out onto the streets. And that's one of the reasons they suspended their protests. The Algerian regime had been hoping for over a year for the protest movement to weaken. They'd hoped that the summer, the first summer of the movement, people would get fed up and tired in the hot weather. People carried on. They carried on through Ramadan. They carried on through the first anniversary. I think it's very unlikely that the movement will be definitively finished off by this crisis, mainly because the underlying unhappiness that brought such large numbers of people onto the streets are still there. Unhappiness with corruption, with mismanagement, with poor communication, with lack of economic opportunities, those things are going to stay the same and are only going to get worse.
Dr. Michael Willis, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.